All right, so we'll jump right in. I'm going to read the pasuk at the end of the parsha. It says, "Vayomer Avraham El Elokim." Hashem says to Avram, "Lu Yishmel Yichi Lefanecha." You promised him we'd have another son. Wow, if only, halavai, says Rashi. Halavai sheyichye Yishmael, if only Yishmael would live, eini kedai lekabel matan schar, because I'm not roy of getting such an amazing reward like that. So yichye lefanecha, he should live before you. Yichye b'yirasecha, he should live with your yira. Kemoshe hishalech lefanai, go in front of me. Plach kadamai, he should serve me. Okay, so that's the psukim. So begin now, if you have in front of you. Kasher b'yisra kodesh baruch l'avram avinu, shod b'no, lo b'no Yitzchak, he's going to have a son called Yitzchak. He give Avram, Avram's response was what we just read, the pasuk, if only Yishmael would live in front of you. They're like, that's enough, that's sufficient. Amar Avram, Yishmael yichye lifanecho, that he should live in front of you, a lifestyle that's in accordance with your will. Yelich, he should go, b'drachah, v'idrachecha, in your ways. Achakosh bar arachum, but Hashem says back to him, lo. Ki bi Yitzchak, specifically through Yitzchak, because he's the one who's going to be considered your zera. As we see throughout this week's parsha, that Avram is concerned about two things, zera, having an offspring, and in Eretz, having a land. Those are the two things that provide a legacy for a person. Omnan, however, Yishmael, I'll read the next one, it says, Shematicha, right? I've heard Yishmael, Hine, let's skip the page on the Sukkim, Berachti Oso, I bless, I'll give him a Baruch also, Behifresi Oso, he's going to be fruitful, Behir Basi, and expand also, Be Ma'od Ma'od, exceedingly great, Shneim Osir Nesim, Yolid Vinasativ Legoy Gadol, he's going to have 12 princes, and I'm going to make Yishmael into a great nation as well. So you see from here that he's going to have Nachas from Yishmael as well. Ach, Esa nachas amitis, but the true nachas tikabel mi Yitzchak. That's what he's going to receive from Yitzchak. Medrash, the source at the bottom is Medrash Rabba Samach Aleph. Tares Hagar describes Hagar imo shel Yishmael, the mother of her ki ishet tzadekis. That Hagar was a very righteous woman. He haisa bas para melech Mitzrayim. You got to imagine, she was a princess, one of the most powerful nations of the world, and she leaves all that behind. She leaves this whole palace behind with Mesiris Nefesh in order to be a shifch of the base Abraham. That's a high level. To leave behind royalty and say, you know what, I'm going to forsake all this. Rather, I'd be a maidservant, a low level, in the house of Abraham. Ad Shoshula Avodas Ketores B'Mikdash. So her name is Keturah. Rashi points out later on that was Hagar as well. Like, there's a concept called the conservation of biblical personalities. You heard this before? Yeah. So we have Keturah. Oh, it's a new person. No, that's really Hagar. She just has a new name. So why is she called Keturah? Because it's a hint to, like, Keturah, one of the biggest devotees in Beis Hamikdash. So it shows that she was really on a high level. Uvan Shagam is Bana Hincha Beruach Zu. So if she's on a high level, she educated her son in this path as well. Lechein Nefer, his Tapek Avram B'Yishmael. He had a suffix, he levasa mimenu nachas. Lama evalo hiskim lekachachosh baruchu elechefetz b'yitzchak davka. So if you have Yitzchak, whose mother is a very righteous woman, and he's leading the righteous path, why is Hashem saying, no, it's not going to come through Yitzchak, through Yishmael. Your nachas, your children, your legacy is only going to be through Yitzchak. So you look in the next section. Nitel nirois shnei hevdelim bolitim. Bein Yishmael liYitzchak. There are two differences that are bolate, that stick out, that stand out between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Aleph, Leidoso. How were they born? Leidoso shall Yishmael bo b'derech haragila v'atvias. Born through a natural way. V'ilu Yitzchak no l'benes. However, the birth of Yitzchak, he comes into this world in a supernatural way. Neis kol gadol, she'avram kasher l'hamin kisrashi. Yavram himself had such a doubt, will this really happen? Such a big miracle. So Yishmael was through regular, and Yitzchak is miraculous. That's the first difference. Beis habris bein Yishmael laKodesh Baruch Hu, the bris mila nichta b'kishar haya ben shalosh esrei. He was 13 years old. 13 years old is, you know, when a boy becomes bar mitzvah. He has das, he has intellect. Begil shel hakorav ahavana sichlit. He has a certain type of intellectual development. Yitzchak, we know, was 8 days old. He couldn't understand it. So his eight, it's always a number, as the Maharal and others explain, is something that goes beyond the natural world. So whereas Yishmael has a natural birth and has an intellectual understanding of his connection, Yitzchak was supernatural in the fact that Sarah, I mean, was not supposed to have any children. And more than that, his bris comes at 8, which is something that's like super rational beyond that. Yishmael mesamel es hateva. So Yishmael represents the natural world. Es hatalichim haragilim shel ha'olam, as the world naturally goes. Gam kishin notes a kesher beino levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because he's working within the natural world, his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who bo b'mizgeret havana b'hachas enoshit, human understanding. Zet kesher shatz muso tuluya b'midas hayidia b'havana. And his connection is based upon understanding and knowledge. Kol zeh tov, that's good, that's beautiful. Aval ein zeh mahuso shel Yehudi. You know what the word mahus means? The essence. Mahut, the essence of a Jew. That's not what a Jew is. You look on the backside. Am Yisrael hu am al tivi be'etzem mahuso. The mahus, the essence of the Jewish people, is above nature. V'dover hayitzarech levo lidei bitui gam bekach. It expresses itself, she'am Yisrael is patach mimi she'af leidoso bo b'neis. When, according to the laws of nature, there shouldn't have been a Jewish people, at that point, that's where we start. The Jewish people begin when the natural world ends. Our whole existence, our whole coming into this world is something that's beyond the natural world. Gam ha'kesher shel Yehudi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu mugbal a'idei ha'yun. And our connection to Hashem is not based upon any rational understanding. Lechein avi ha'uma hayatzarech levo bebris hamila b'yoso b'shalav shebo adayin ein lo yecholus shel havana v'hakor sichlis. That's why when Yitzchak begins, the bris of Yitzchak happens in 8 days, when something cannot be understood rationally. It can't be limited by that. It's not based upon that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu histatei b'kesher etzeg Yishmoel. Hashem was not satisfied with that type of connection he had only with Yishmoel. Zeh kesher chitzoni. That's an external, superficial type of connection. Hanoveya me'achinuch, which came from his education. Me'avirash me'kabel hayelad, what he got, and from the environment that he was exposed to as a child. Ma yiyeh b'mikra shechinuch kezeh lo yinhatein ha'kor ha'ishis. Lo tischayev zika HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person will be educated in a different way, and of course, there are many people now who are just not taught about God at a young age. They don't have a connection. Halo b'mikra, because in this case, lo yachusha adam keshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if they weren't intellectually taught about it, they won't intellectually understand. They won't be connected. L'chein therefore rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu davk b'Yitzchak. That's why Hashem tells Avram, no, it's not going to come through Yitzchak. It's going to. I'm sorry, through Yishmoel. It's only going to come through Yitzchak. Say kesher al sichli. It's something that's beyond intellect. Kesher shetavua be'etzem mahus ha'adam. It's something that's built into the fabric of who we are. Yehudi kasher im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'li kesher leheiti v'chinuch shekiba. It doesn't matter the type of chinuch that a person has. A yid is automatically connected. Hu kesher im HaKadosh Baruch Hu betokev heyoso Yehudi, because you're a yid. Gam im lo kibel chinuch Yehudi, even if you can get a Jewish education, betoch nafsho, on the side of his or her neshama, hu ma'amin b'Hashem, b'kosher imo keben ha'kosher im avi. We're so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing could ever separate us from that. And now he ends off and says, b'dvarim e l'tom lekach nitzchi b'darchi ha'chinuch ha'yehudi. So we want to lesson how to give chinuch as ha'akorah ha'yahdus, the reading, i'eshar l'baseis al pi seicha bilvad. The whole approach to teaching about Hashem is not based only upon something intellectual. Kids are going to decide on his or her own. When they grow up, it's limited, it's confined, it's constricted. The conditions could change. As Hayadus Yesh the lahach dir kedavah she'ena toli b'chlal b'midas havana ha'kora. Yadus, Judaism is not something that's based upon necessarily intellectual understanding. Kedavah b'sisi she'mushrash be'etzim mahus. It's something just the foundation of who we are. L'mal mikol she'ela pikbuk, above all any questions and questions. And for the last line. Kach tamech dor Yehudi hadavar bi'haduso ad kedei mesirus nefesh. That's how a person comes mesirus nefesh, which is something that transcends intellect. For harav rov imenu nachas gashmis beruchnius. He says that the difference between it, that our essential connection is not something that's ever limited by our intellectual understanding. Our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is something that's miraculous and something that defines any intellectual understanding. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Yeah.